Hello, welcome to TGIM. Thank God it's Monday, the podcast with Yola. And this is a podcast that focuses on personal development, growth, healing, spirituality, and mental health. We are happy to have you on this episode and I hope you enjoy it. I am your host, Diola. Yikes, hello everyone and welcome to a fresh new episode of Thank God It's Monday, the podcast with the one, the only, Ola. Alright, so I'm so happy to be back here with a new episode. I'm happy with how the last episode turned out. I got so many DMs and messages that really I wasn't really expecting. And okay, so a lot of people have been asking me that why didn't I update my podcast since all these days. Just a clarification, I always upload a new episode only on the first Mondays and the last Mondays of the month. So this is the last Monday in the month of July. Well, July was fast for me. It was very fast. It was so fast, like I woke up one day and just saw that it was July 2020. Anyways, I woke up and just realized that wow, time has really gone. You know, time is flying, and you know, if you're in Nigeria, oh wow, if you're a Nigerian in Nigeria, well, I give you kudos. I salute you because, you know, it's been a tough month. We've had to, you know, undergo a lot of... I'm saying you know a lot. What's that? Anyways, we've had to go through a lot in this country this past month. It's not been easy. It has not been easy at all. But God has been faithful. God has been faithful. Even if they like... let them make petrol price 1,000 naira per liter. A child of God must still survive. No, it's not like I'm giving the government ideas, but please, I think that's enough for now. All right, guys, welcome to today's episode. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad to have this moment with you guys where you just listen to my voice, you just hear some soothing words. I'm so happy with my last episode. I was so amazed. So many people were messaging me. I was like a therapist for like a week. A lot of people were messaging me, guy, okay, I love this episode. Few people shared some things with me that were kind of, you know, just like I spoke about healing last episode. A lot of people spoke, you know, to me confidentially about a lot of things they were going through, and I thank God I was able to help the little ways I could. I'm so happy to have you guys listen to this episode. Can you sense the joy of me? Someone said my last episode was very it sounded very sad. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Well, this is a new episode and we are starting on a very, very, very joyous note. I am kind of very, very, very time conscious about this episode. I don't want it to be too long. I don't want it to be too short. I just want it to be perfect. So let's dive in already. Please, I would love to get your attention. I would love you to, you know, just listen. Just listen. Open up your heart. Like that. Yes, that's it. Open up your heart. Let me just pick something. Let me tingle you in a very nice way. Anyways, so today I'll be continuing what I started with. Last episode, I was talking about healing. And I threw a question, you know, I was like, do we fully heal? Is it possible to say, oh, I'm healed? Like, oh, yeah. I went through that. I came out. I'm healed. Is it possible? And I had a lot of feedback. People were saying, ah, it's not possible. You know, just like I said last episode, I was like, you would think you are healed. But then something would trigger it. Something would just trigger it. Something would just, you know, just spark something in you that you don't even know when you just, you know, enter that mode again. So today I'll be giving you, you know, a lot of life experience I've gone through, a lot of things I have passed through as a very young adult. I'm very young, but I've gone through a lot. You know, when who said this? My eyes don't see many things. Me, Ogbadura for Tami. Yes, Zino was talking about me because my eyes don't see many things. But okay, so I'll be sharing a lot of things, and I would just like to be as practical as possible so that we get this thing once and for all. I would love to just finish up with this topic this month. Like, I just want this to be the end of this episode on healing. Like, my next month, I'm coming in with a new dimension, like something new, something, you know, more fun or something. So yeah, let me just say, healing is better when you are doing it consciously. To be honest, I always say, like, you can't heal on your own. You can't. It's slower that way. Like, it's way slow and it's way painful. Like, you need a source. You need someone that is in your back. You understand? For me, when I went through love this past, I think that was January this year, I had to go through. In fact, what am I saying? Since last year, August. I'm going to tell you what happened that period anyways. But since last year, August, I had to unlearn a lot of things. I had to learn a lot of things. I had to, you know, release myself I had to go through a lot of uncomfortable situations, you know, just to make sure that I'm in a better place. At the end of the day, I can't say I'm healed, but I am in a better place now. So I think that is the highest I can be, in a better place. That's just the place to be. At least I'm better than I was last year, August. So, what led to this talk? What led to me saying all of this? Give me a second. I was talking about... Wait. Don't mind me. I have whatever. I have very, very... My attention span is very, very low, so... Let me just start again. What I'm trying to say is that basically you need a source. You can't do it alone. I thought I could do it alone, but I was lying. I was looking in the mirror every day. It got to a point I was saying I had sticky notes on my mirror every morning. I was always saying sweet things about myself. You're a princess. You're a queen. You're a woman of valor. I had a lot of sticky notes on my mirror. Every morning when I was brushing my teeth, I would be brushing my teeth and be whispering those words in my ear. And that helped me. That was where I even started the healing process from. Honestly, I had sticky notes on my door, on my wall, by my bedside. Like, I had sticky notes everywhere. I was always reading, like, good things. Like, I was building myself up. I didn't even know. Like, to the point that now, okay, I've actually removed them and I'm so okay with it. Like, I know who I am, so I don't need to be reading that every day. I know who I am. So yeah, although there are some things you can do on your own to, you know, fasten it up, it doesn't just work that way. You need a source. For me, my source was God. To be honest, I cried to God. I had to cry to God, God, see, I'm hurting. Something is doing me inside, like big. I thought I could handle it, but I can't. And it helped me. You understand? So I would like to encourage you. You need a source. You need someone. You need something. You need something higher, you know, than yourself that will help you. And on your own part, for me, I had, like I said, I had word of affirmations for myself that I said every morning. I was always speaking positively about myself. Another thing I did that was so conscious, like, I intentionally made sure I did not say anything negative about myself or other people. I was so conscious of that. I didn't want to say negative things about people. I didn't want to say negative things about myself. I was just always conscious of that. Like, anywhere I can sense negativity, miss me with that, like, I'm out of there. I'm just going to enter my room and sleep. I prefer to sleep than stay in the midst of negativity. I was staying in the midst of people that, that are not necessarily positive vibes. You know, there are some people that are not positive vibes, right? Some people are actually not positive vibes, but we'll go into that maybe another year. But some people, you know them, like you're like, ah, oh, this one will be vibes. Like some people are actually not positive vibes. Like you talk to them and you are saddened. There are some people like that. Actually, I had to be so conscious of my energy, my space. Like, who are the people that I give my energy to? Who are the people that have access to me? Like, what energy do they carry? As much as possible, I have to do that. See, let me tell you the truth. It's very essential. Like, it is very essential. You know the kind of people that you allow in your space. Like, just have a lot of positive vibes. That helps you a lot. Like, I had to watch that. I was so conscious about that. I made sure that even my mom, she knew at that time that you can't even say negative things. She knows me. I would just say, mommy, please excuse me, I'm so sorry, I want to sleep. Like, after a while, she got used to it. She started changing her, you know, if she wants to say something, that yeah, she asks how she will first start on a good note. You know, so everybody around me started to figure out that okay, you know, I changed that about myself. Another thing I was doing is that I was so conscious of the kind of energy I was putting out too. Like, I was so conscious of it. I didn't want anyone to vex me, so I did not vex anyone. And I didn't want anyone to like spoil my mood, so I didn't spoil anyone's mood. Basically, I was, you know, giving out energy that I wanted. Like, you know how they say, whatever you sow, you reap. So I was sowing positive things, and in return, I guess I was reaping a lot of positive. I am reaping a lot of positive things, so that helped me a lot too. Another thing I was very conscious of was what I used my time for. Was I had to, you know, make sure my time was well spent. If I was not working, I will not say I'm perfect though, that, but I spent a lot of time on TikTok. I was just watching a lot of videos that made me laugh, and I was just watching a lot of videos that was teaching me something. Like, I was learning a lot. I am learning a lot. What am I saying? Was, please, it's present tense. So I'm still learning. I'm still doing these things. You know, it's either I'm working, or I'm watching TikTok, or I'm, you know, having conversation with people that I love, or I'm always just conscious of what I use my time for now. That's one thing I know it helped my life a lot when it comes to healing. So yeah, you might want to do that too. You know, you might want to do that too. These are things that I am saying from, you know, my point of view. These are things I am doing actively, you know, to make myself better and to get over whatever trauma that I'm going through. If you can remember the last episode, I did say something about me being a very anxious person, right? So I am naturally just a very anxious person. I have this anxious attachment to people, self. So I thank God I was able to identify that. So what I did, everybody has their own different, you know, traumas, but that was what I identified as mine. So what I started doing is that I started paying attention to my style of how do I hold people. Like, and then I realized that people, of course, no one is supposed to be in your life forever. That's just the truth. Nobody is supposed to be. We are all supposed to die. Honestly, like, nobody's here forever. Everybody will leave each other at a point, you know. So I started taking that to heart. Like, okay, this way I realized that you really don't have control of people that live your life. So I started to relax a lot. I was so relaxed. I am relaxed now. I am way more relaxed than I was I've ever been in my life. Like, now I am very relaxed. Like, with people, oh my God, if you want to leave, the door is open. It's wide open. Like, it's opened to the... The door is open, baby. You can leave, oh. Like, as much as I love you, I care about you, man. Please, if you want to go, you can go. Good. So, yeah, I started, like, realizing that, okay, people actually meant to live one way or the other. So I was relaxed. Not that this does not mean that I don't cherish people. This does not mean that I don't hold people in high esteem. I'm just saying that now it's more relaxed for me. Like, I'm prioritizing myself more, as much as the other person. It's not like I'm holding you, like, if you live my life, I'm gonna die. No, yeah, I'm not gonna die, I'm gonna live. So I started relaxing more. That helped me. And before you knew it, before I could even, you know, remember I have anxiety, I started relaxing. Like, I don't even get anxious for matters like that anymore. Another thing is that I was always anxious about my future. But when I realized that, okay, you're worrying, what does it solve? Or what's it gonna help that you're worrying up and down? So I started relaxing about that. So, like, my future is bright. I know this, you know, my future is very bright. And do you know the funny thing? There's just this thing about struggling with, when you struggle, when you're very anxious, you actually miss out on a lot of things. Now, the way me I even learned it was, okay, I started swimming recently, and at first I was struggling. Like, I could not even lie, it was hard for me. It was one of the hardest things I've done in my life. I could not just bring myself to just release myself. I'm always scared that, okay, if the water go and yari for me in Kobe, I used to tell myself that, I'm not a water person. But then I realized something, that, you know what, if I even decide to drown, which is most likely not gonna happen because I'm literally swimming at the extreme lowest part of the pool, and then I have a lifeguard there. So even if that happened, like, it's not even gonna happen. Like, I started telling myself that it's not gonna happen, man. I'm just overthinking this. And slowly by slowly, like, I was just releasing myself. I was just really, and I enjoyed it more. It was more fun. So when you choose to live life on an edge, you would lose out on a lot of things. When you choose to release some things, you know, it floats, it goes easy without struggle. It's just easier that way. So yeah, these are things I learned on my own on dealing with, consciously dealing with healing and dealing with my own traumas, and that helped me a lot. I hope this would help you too as much as possible. Let us all be conscious about how we choose to heal. Let us be conscious about the energy we put out there. Let us just in general be good. Let's be good to people. Let's be good to ourselves. Most importantly, let's be good to ourselves. Let's be good to how we treat ourselves. Like, treat yourself like you want to be treated. I always say this, like, nobody's gonna treat you how you want to be treated, as well as you would treat yourself. Like, treat yourself good. It's well, smell well, look good. Like, try as much as possible. I know this economy now is crazy, but I strongly believe we can still make conscious effort to make ourselves happy first before we now extend it to other people and all of that. I hope this episode really touched you or really did something to you. I really did enjoy this episode. I hope you did too. I hope to see you in the new month, August, and I pray the next few days of this week are just so beautiful for you. I'll see you in the next episode. Do not miss it. Tell a friend to not miss it, because this next episode is gonna, it's gonna blow your mind away. I'm so happy to record it. It's gonna be nice. Listen, I have a guest, and am I worried? Don't let me blow my own, okay? I have a guest, and it's gonna be beautiful. It's going to be fun. It's going to be cruise. It's gonna be we are going to enjoy ourselves. So, guys, I'll see you in the new episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.